98.1 KZE. MK with you a couple minutes after four on your Tuesday. Miles Mancuso is here. Welcome back, Miles.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. How have you been?
Good. I've been keeping busy, playing, enjoying the last few bits of fall here.
Yeah. The very warm. I was wearing sandals yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I was over the weekend. I had some shorts on.
Yeah,
for a day or two.
It's wrong. It's incorrect. Last year you put out the Nashville Sessions.
Yes,
which I loved.
Thank you.
Terrific record.
Thanks so much.
How did you like shop that around to radio? What were you?
I've been shopping that around to people in Nashville, people out of Nashville.
Nice.
Trying to get that. Going. I'm releasing another record in probably a few months with a few Nashville guys again and try to, do round two of that.
Nice. Do you still go back down to Nashville to play and record? And
I haven't been there in a few months, but I do plan on going back in 2025 and
keep a foot in the door down there.
Yeah.
But you're full time in the Hudson Valley now, right?
I am. Yes.
Yeah. Where? What town?
I live in like LaGrangeville, so not too far from Red Hook or any of this area.
Sweet. So you're coming to Keegan's?
Yes, I am.
Thursday night?
Yes.
Is this, this cannot be your first time playing at Keegan's, can it?
No, Keegan's was like the first place that ever had me it was my first gig when I was like 11 years old. Tommy and Lisa have been so kind, to have me there. Like I pretty much grew up and spent my musical childhood, playing and learning on that stage.
Yeah.
And Tommy set the groundwork for like the breweries in the area too, kind of. He was like one of the first guys to be doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So. For a while when you thought of breweries in the Hudson Valley, like it was pretty much Keegan's and that was it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely still one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I love the Joe Mama's milk.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Bind Climber.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I've even heard of that.
It's good. I'm not a big IPA person. I believe, hopefully they're not listening and going, oh my God, MK. But I'm pretty sure it is an IPA.
Okay.
But I'm not usually that into IPAs, and that one is very, very nice and very drinkable.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So this Thursday, Keegan Ales, 6 o'clock, so kind of a nice, like, easy time for a Thursday night.
A matinee.
Matinee show. Yeah. Borderline.
Yeah, I would say it's a borderline matinee.
You doing two sets? One set?
Yeah, probably two sets, so like 6 to 9.
Perfect. Yeah. It's like happy hour.
Yes, it is a happy hour.
Thursday night at Keegan's. Yeah. Are you bringing a full band?
No, it's just going to be solo, but I am going to be back at Keegan's with the full band celebrating my father's birthday.
Ooh.
On the December 20th.
Fun.
Yeah, so that'll be with a full band.
And he's playing?
Yeah, he's going to be playing drums.
Awesome. That's so much fun.
So,
yeah. I wish my dad played the drums.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he shaped my musical career and, my influences and everything, so.
If he wasn't a drummer, do you think he would have gotten into guitar?
I don't know. he is a full drummer, so I don't know if he would have gotten into anything else. I mean, I don't know.
It's a good revolving question. Doors.
I'll have to ask him. Yeah.
Well, let's hear a song. So you've got one that this is from the Nashville Sessions. I don't think we've played this one on KZE before. You want to set it up for us?
Yeah. This one I kind of wrote as like I guess like a love song to society that is kind of ever changing and evolving, as we've seen with the last few weeks here. No matter what your opinion is of what happened, it seems like there's a changing tide that is inevitable. So mm-hmm. it's kind of talking about like the end of what we knew, or the end of the world as we knew it.
Well, I appreciate your positivity. It's called As We Know It, 98.1 KZE, Miles Mancuso.
Run away from the little thing that used to get you through the day. So hard, so hard to see me. All of these wounds draped on me. The heartache is too great. Looking back on what it could have been between us, it's too late.
98.1 KZE. That's Miles Mancuso with one called, what was it called again?
As We Know It.
As We Know It. That was fabulous.
Thank you so much.
I am so impressed by, I mean, obviously everything you do is good, but I just feel like the Nashville Sessions is like just such a great record.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do something that compares to that coming up next.
So cool.
Hopefully that'll, I'll pull it off.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. What's the idea? I don't want to like, you know, ask you too much if you're not ready to like reveal too much about it, but are you kind of going in a similar direction musically or something totally different?
I have a few projects that I'm thinking about. One, hopefully that I'll be able to do in Nashville, which might be more on the rock side of things. This one that I'm currently talking about is going to be probably even more traditional country sounding than Nashville Sessions. Probably have a little more pedal steel and guitar twanging and slinging.
Nice. That's having a moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is great to see because I've always liked, you know, traditional country music, but like for a while it went in this very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like that pop country direction where like it all kind of sounded the same and it was all super auto-tuned and, you know, drum machines and like, I feel like we're getting back to an appreciation for like, you know, live in the room country.
Right. I mean, that's really what, you know, if you're into country music at all, that's what it's really about. It's like about, you know, people singing and playing, you know, as well as they possibly can on acoustic instruments. A lot of the time. You know,
yeah. Nothing. Oh, I love watching like Jerry Reed, old Jerry Reed
right.
live
I
videos.
Love Jerry
and
Reed,
just
yeah.
watching him shred. It's insane.
Yeah. I know. He's one of my favorite guitar players. Yeah.
Yeah. Miles Mancuso is my guest chatting about Keegan Ailes on Thursday night, 6 p.m. I think, is it free admission? They're just letting folks. Yeah. Dude. Awesome.
Yeah,
so come on down, have a beer. Keegan's makes some of the best in the area, in the world, I dare say. And you playing solo electric?
Solo acoustic.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be so...
But like, I will be looping, so...
Hell yeah. I just feel like it's kind of a rare thing to be able to like come and see you play solo acoustic for free.
Yeah, I mean, I do it more often now than I play with a band, but... I mean, I hope some people can come and catch me.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, we're just lucky that we live in this area where we have world-class musicians at great local places that are easy to get to and nice to hang out at.
And great beer.
Yes. Awesome. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't wait to hear the next record.
Awesome. Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board right now. More local music up next from Johnny Society.